Weiter in Shas. We are in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Beis. Picking up on Ayin Aleph from a Beis by the bottom of the page. 2, 4, 5 lives up from the bottom. Amar Le'Ravina L'Ravashi. We were discussing the concept of this Mashicha work by a guy. This is a Ravashi. He says it doesn't. So now Amar Le'Ravina L'Ravashi. Toshma. Let's take a ride over here. Mashicha does work. Amar Bechia Bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan Ben Noach Nera Gapachos Mishava Pruta. A guy is killed for less than a Shava Pruta. Rashi says she goes. Yisrael, he steals from a Jew, less than a Shava Pruta. V'yav afal gav de gabi Yisrael lav mamono, even by a Jew, less than a Pruta, that considers something, the machle ala gabi of a kachav mamono, he's mochel yet, but by a guy, he's considered mamon. Ben noch netzavel gezel, he's chayef to keep the laws of gezel, he's not allowed to steal, but Sanhedrin. V'azhara shalehen, zuhi misasin azara is the misa, v'ein srichen hasra, and it does, they don't need to have any hasara. Okay, with that we say the following: Ben Noach Nerag Al Pachos Mishava Pruta. He's killed on Shavuot. V'lo Niten Lehi Shavon, and it's not to be returned. V'yamart Meshicha V'Kachavim Ein Kona. If you say Meshicha by a guy is not Kona, so when he took it, he actually didn't take it. Amai Nerag. Then why is he killed? Must be Mishicha really is Kone. And for the Gemara, says Rav Ashi back, Mishum Netzari L'Yisrael. No, it's because he's causing pain to the Yid. Oh, that's why he's killed. Beep, turn the page. Ayin Bezim Anaf. Amai Lo Nitan Li Shavon. And what does it mean? Someone is not subject to being returned. You don't give it back. The, since there's no Mashicha, the Mashicha didn't do anything over here, there's never left the Jew's possession, so what do you mean return? What does that mean? Dana Batarasi Shavon, what it means is that it's not connected to the laws of returning. Never considered taken, therefore there's nothing to do with returning it over here. Rashi says, Halo Shaykh Be'i Shavon, the Kevin of a Chavon, Lokanya, the Israeli, Ena Batarasi Shavon, Klomar Hachanami, Ka'amar, Ena Batarashum, Gezeel, Dovik Chavon, the Chol Hecha, the Isa. The Mara, it belongs to him. Within the Shava Pruta, Vahai, they're not called Pachos, Lashmina, Deragalat. Really, even the Shava Pruta, the reason why it says Pachos is to show he's killed for that as well. Says Gemara. If it's really true that a guy is not acquiring something, this guy who's a ganav doesn't actually acquire the stolen thing, and it's just because he caused him pain, say, Masefa, let's look at the Sefa. Bach, Avir, would have told him, Menu, if his friend came and he took it from him. If guy number one, who quote unquote stole it, had then guy number two come along and steal from him, Narogalea, the second one is also killed. Bishlam Risha, Meshub, Tzai, Yisrael. The first one he gave him Tzai. That's why he's killed, all the Sefa, my oven. But the second one, what did he do over here? Right, he's not causing pain to the Yid because it's already taken from the first one, and he also didn't steal anything because this Mashicha didn't do anything. Must be Mashicha really is Kona. The first one took it; it was his. The second one's taken from him. Shma Amina. Oh, you see over here that Mashicha does work by a guy. Wow. Ahu Gavra. Story time. There's a man. Da'amar Le'Lechavri. He says to his friend, if I ever sell this field, I will sell it to you. Then he went ahead. What did he do? He sold it to somebody else. I'm Rav Yosef, Kama. The first one acquired it for the price that the second one paid. Amar Le Abaye said, V'halo pasak, but he didn't set a price when he spoke with the first one, so the Kenyan actually doesn't mean anything. Where do you know that wherever the seller didn't set a price, the buyer doesn't acquire it? And now we learned in the Mishnah, someone says wine to a guy, pasak atchelo madad, if he set the price before he measured the wine, tamav mutar, and then the money's going to be mutar, because he didn't touch it, there's no yai nesach. Mother, that shalom pasach, but if he first measured it and then he set the price of Dom Vasu, then it's going to be aser. So a Kenyan that's done before the price is set doesn't make it actually acquired. My Avela, so what did it come out with? Does a Kenyan that's done before setting a price work or not? My Avela, get the Gamarina. What do you mean? Like we just said, our Mishnah proves that a Kenyan done before the price, before they set the price, doesn't work. Dilma Chumadi Nesach Shiny. Maybe that's a Chumra of Yayin Nesach. Parshas Dilma Me'acha Lo Pashtinan Lekinyan Da'alma Ken Lishab to regular Kinyan V'acha Mishum Chumer Di'anesech Shiny. Here it's going to be different of Chaim Bezerstuk. Da'achmiru Rabbanan L'meimar De'lo Kanya Mishicha. The Ramach V'say it's not going to be Kona below Pisuk but generally it will be Kona. Toshimal Chadabing Araya, that a Kenyan done beforehand is not going to work. To Amar Ravidi, before you set the price. Ravidi Ravin, Uvda Hava Be Rav Chista. There was a situation that happened by a Kenyan that was done before the price was set. They came to Rav Chista. Rav Chista Be Rav Huna. Rav Chista went to Be Rav Huna to figure out what's going on. Upashte Meha, the Tanya learned that from this Brisa, Sushas, Masha Chamar Vupolov, if a buyer pulled the donkey drivers, or the guy who's selling his donkey drivers and his workers, Vichnisa Matoch Besan, he brought him to his house, Bain Pasakat Shalom Madad, whether he afterwards he set the price without measuring it, Bain Madad Ashlo Pasak, or whether he, right, because what they have, he pulled the donkey driver and the workers, and they had the produce that was with them. So whether it's pasuk at shalom adad or bein madad at shalom pasuk lo kana, you didn't acquire anything. Ushtein b'chol lachzav, but everyone can back out. Perkan, if he unloaded it, v'chnisam tach beis, he brought it to his house. It's in his house. Now the buyer's house, pasuk at shalom madad, if he set the price, even without measuring it, ein shneim ichom lachzavan. Neither of them can now back out of the deal if he set the price, even if he didn't measure. Madad is low pasuk, if he measured without setting the price, then shneim yicholim lachzavan. Both of them are able to go ahead and back out of it. So it comes out that the kinyan is not going to work, even if one, that has nothing to do with Yayin Nesach, if the price was not set. The price has got to be set to create that it's going to actually be acquired. Who gavred the Amalei L'chavri Rai, but we have a story time about a guy who says to his friend, Im Zabnina Umi Zabinina Leha'ara, if I'm going to sell this land, Mizabinina Lach B'meo Zuze, I'm going to sell it to you for 100 Zuz. Oh. Then what happened? Azal Zabnil Inishachmina B'meo, he sold it to someone for 120 Zuz. And Ravuna Kanakama, the first one, acquires it. He's the one who gets it. Rashi says the ha-pasuk for Karamine, because he was pasuk with him. Frankly, I'm asking for Yaakov minar pekod hai zuzei ansuhu, but the person didn't sell the field willingly. The extra zuz kind of forced him to sell, so to speak. Rashi says shenasa lo meo esrin ansu lebachu. He forced him to sell. B'chol kama deliyovu le kulehai lohava bedaite lizvune. V'iyu imis abnina le b'shavya ka'amar le v'har lo zavna midaite el abal karche. It was something done against as well, right? He didn't really want to sell it. He sold it only because it was, what do you mean forced? It means like, whoa, if someone comes to your house and they offer you $20 million for it, okay, it's kind of like I'm forced to go and do such a thing. So, that being the case, shouldn't be that the first guy gets it, because it was only if he wanted to really sell it, and he's selling it for 100, so it's here, it's 120, so for which I have no shaychus. I mean, the Gemara of Hilchasuk Rav Yaakov Minar Pekod, the halacha is like Rav Yaakov Minar Pekod, that the second buyer actually gets the field. It doesn't go to the first buyer. Amar le kiddushayim ebit losa. Let's say they actually set a price straight up, but they said, as it will be appraised by three. Rashi says, Mizabinina la ne'alach. Kerem and the Nakat Lishna, the Shuma, used an evaluator. The Nakat Lasa, Shane, based in Stam, the Torah's Dayanim Nachas. Vafilu Trey, Migo Tlasa, Shaminosov, Im Shlishi Chalak Alashnaim, Azina Basaruba, you go according to the roof. So therefore, if he says, you know, if it's Mishayim with three, it's like he's saying, a based in a field Trey, Migo Tlasa, the price is going to be set, even only two out of the three are going to agree to it, because two beats out the other one. Kedami Batlas. But if let's say he says, as it would be said by three, Adam Rivlasa, then all three have to agree. Kiddushayim Barba, let's say he says, it'll be appraised by four, Adam Barba, it's not going to be said until all four see the same price. Oh, interesting. Not a normal situation to be doing with four people. It's not like Bezdin over there. It's unusual, therefore, in that case, he means Dafka four, as opposed to just if it was three, and two out of three said some, said one said the other. So that has to be all four. Kopskein hechadamer le kadamri barba. And certainly he says, as it will be said by four. Next case. He says, as it will be appraised by three, and three came and they appraised it. And the other one says to him, let three other ones who know prices better come and appraise it. Papa says, is his right that he can hold back on the deal until you have the other three that come along and deal with it. Right, because he never actually agreed to this. So he said, let's see more people that actually know what's going on. Why do we assume that these other three know the prices better than these? Maybe the first three that we dealt with know it better. So for it should actually stand. The halacha is like Rav Huna Rabbi Yeshua, that you go according to the first people that came to do it. Zok the next mission. Notel is a mashke, is a mashpeich, umadad le soch tzlochisel shalav gechavim. If a yid took a funnel and he measured the wine into the guy's flask, right, what did he do? He put the funnel over the Vodazara's flask, and after measuring the wine into a measuring clee, he poured the wine from the measuring clee through the funnel into the flask. As like Zagrashim. Chazam other top sochisal Yisrael, and then took the funnel and measured into a juice. Im yesh ba kevas yayin, if there's at the bottom of the funnel a wine retainer, it means the bottom of the funnel has this thing sticking out, which holds on to a drop of the wine poured through the previous one, then it's usser. It's going to be usser because it gets mixed with the drops of the stuff, the previous one that comes up and touches it. Shizel fishanemar sham min hayayin. I'm sorry, Shinishar Sham, Minayayin, Shamad Latok Slochis Shalvikacham. There's a little bit left there. Gemar Mefarish, Hahu Keves Yayin, the Mishpach, but my Mitzvah. It's going to explain a little more about it. It says the Mishnah. Habarami Kli El Kli, someone pours some one Kli into another. One wine Kli into another. Es She'era Mimenu Mutter, the wine in the vessel from which he poured is Mutter. Es She'era Latok Aser, but the wine in the vessel into which he poured is going to be Aser. Gemara is going to clearly explain what is going on over here. Tinawanasam, we have a Mishnah in Tyros, Anitzok. We saw this a little bit the other day. Anitzok is a stream of liquid. Something's going down. You know, from up top, going down through some sort of pipe or poured from one kli into another kli. Vihakotafres, and a slope. If you have a Rashi, it says Ma'im Aboim Milmal Lamata Derech Midron Shel Tal Gavoa Zakuf. It has like this very steep slope. Umashke Tofech and liquid. That's enough. That's able to go and to cause others to get wet. Rashi says Ein Bo Tofech Amanas Latfiach Shem Tofach Ben Biyad Alo Yale Ba Mashke Shiuch Latfiach Tofer Acher. So it's able to make something wet. You have a flat area which is damp, that it's going to make something wet if it touches it, but it's not going to make that thing so wet that it can make something else wet. Eino chibar lo latuma. These things are not considered a chibar. It's not considered a connection between two different liquids for tuma, right? So let's say in the case of nitzok, you have water that's flowing from top to bottom, and you have a tummy person that touched the water in the bottom one. Even though the two ones are physically connected by the stream that's going on over there, they're not considered connected halachically. So the tummy person is considered only touching the one on the bottom one and not the top one, and therefore the one on the top one is going to become tahor. In the case of the katafres, water is flowing on a slant, on a very steep slant from the upper vessel to the lower one. A tummy person touches it in the lower part. Here also, the two ones are considered like not connected for tumah. It's only the bottom one. In the third case, mashke tofeach, you have a flat, damp surface, which only is going to make it a little wet, but not going to cause the next thing to get so wet, it's going to wet something else. And you have a flat, damp surface separating between the two waters. If a tummy person touched the damp surface in between the two waters don't become tummy. Even though they're physically connected to it, they're not considered halachically connected. And therefore, the tummy person is not considered like he came in contact with them to make them tummy. Einu chibar lo l'tuma velo l'taira, and also not for tahor, to make something tahor. So if you have a mikvah, there's less than 40 saw. It's connected to a mikvah containing the 40 saw. These type of connections are not considered connected. Therefore, a tummy person who goes in the smaller mikvah next to it is not considered becoming tahor now. Ha'ashbor tame tahor. Ashbor and chibur l'tumah l'tayra. Settled liquid is considered a connection for tumah and for tahara. Right? If you have like a crack in land and water gathered into that area, all the water is considered joined, connected with both tumah and tahara. Says Gemara of Huna, nitzuk for the katar face of mashka tofech chibur l'inyan yeh nesach. All these things are considered a chibur when it comes to yayin nesach. Rashi Shema Ura mikli kasher. L'yayin nesach, if you pour from the kli kasher to yayin nesach, nesach afma shebekli ha'elyon derech nitzuk. It's going to also the top one because of the stream. Amalei Rav Huna, Rav Nachman Rav Huna. Minolano, how do you know this? Ilim and B'tanim is here, we're learning from the Mishnah. Hanitzuk v'el kabriz mashka tofeyach. Enu chibur lo l'tumma v'lo l'tayra, l'tumma l'tayru d'lo avi chibur. Holin yayin nesach, ha chibur, ema seifa, look at the seifa. Asbor and chibur l'tumma l'tayra. Sel is considered a connection for Tumah and for Tahara. The Tumah and Tahara would have a chibor. It's not considered a chibor. Clearly, that doesn't make any sense. Therefore, you're not able to learn it out from here. Okay, so let's check from Mishnah. To now, when we learned in our Mishnah, not to some mashpech. If you took a funnel and you measured wine into the guy's flask, and you went into it to the Jews, beep, turn the page, I'm base, I'm a base. If there's the akevasayin, the wine retainer, which holds a little bit of wine from its previous use, aser, the wine that's poured in, it's going to be aser, because it gets mixed with the previous one. Ha, akevasayin, v'mayka mitzra. Now, this leftover, this wine, this little wine, how did it become aser? How did it come out in the first place? Rashi, lav benitzuk is in because of nitzuk, right? Shamina nitzuk chibur must be nitzuk is a chibur. Says the Gemara, no, not necessarily. Told me Rav Chia shepechasatu tzlochiso. What's our Mishnah talking about? Where the yid continued pouring wine through the funnel into the guys until it came all the way up and it actually touched the funnel. So the wine in the funnel wasn't just because of nitzuk, but it was actually touching it directly. He just filled it up till it touched more. Okay, so aval lo pachasatu tzlochis mai. What would be the tzlochis mai? What would be the case if it didn't back up all the way up? Lo, you want to say that it wouldn't make it be a problem if using the next one? It wouldn't be a problem. Tifshat the nitzuk in a chibor. So learn from here that nitzuk is not considered a chibor. Says Gemara lo pachasatu tzlochis lo tifshat lach ta'aser. When it goes all the way up, that you can say that it's going to be aser nitzuk tibai. But the case of wine connected through a stream to Nesech, that still remains a question. Tashima, let's bring a raya that a stream, a nitzok, there is a connection in reference to Nesech from our Mishnah. Hamar mekli l'kli, if someone pours wine from one kli to another kli, es shema ora, mimena mutter, the wine they pour from to number one to number two is going to be mutter, hab de beni beni aser. That implies that the wine remaining in the upper kli is mutter, but the wine that's in the air between the two of these kelim, and connected to the nesach of the lower one, is going to be aser. Shema mina nitzuk chibur, must be that nitzuk is a chibur. Frank the Gemara, e nitzuk chibur, if you really want to say that's true, afilu de gavei de manadami tlitzar, then even the wine that's inside the upper vessel should be aser, the upper kli, because it's also connected to the lower one. So you clearly can't say that the nitzuk is aser, because we know it's not the top one. Halokasha, sarakasha, they call it katif katufe. Because we're dealing with the pours of wine in short little spurts that it separates from the, so it's not connected. We call makom nitzuk chibur. Nonetheless, nitzuk is chibur. L'tameich says the Gemara, but according to your reasoning over here, that it is a chibur. Ema seifa, let's look at the seifa of the Mishnah, which says that wine that's poured, the wine in the kli which he poured, that he poured into is going to be aser. Es she'eira l'tochu huda aser. It implies that only the wine in the kli that you get poured into, which actually mixes with the nesach wine, and the lower one is going to be aser. Habeni beni, sure, the middle one's going to be mutter, but it's connected with the stream. So it can't be that that's where you're learning it from. Tashma, let's try again. If someone pours wine from a barrel into a cistern, into a bar. Right, so we're assuming now, says Rashi, that the yid is pouring kosher wine from a barrel into a thing that has nesach yain in there. Kiluch hayorid misvas chavis lamata aser. The flow that comes from the edge of the barrel down, meaning even the thing that's like floating in the air, that's hanging there on the way down, is going to be aser. Oh, so you have over there clearly Nitzuk is considered a chibar. So my tirgamar sheish is above chama mara. No, because explain over there we're talking about where the guy is pouring the wine. The asim kochah is coming from his koch, and that's what it's going to be. That's because a chibar. Iavin kochah v'mamara. But if that's what you want to say, we're talking about it here. Afilu gafa dechavisa nami mitzah. Then even the wine inside the barrel should be aser, because it was also moved by the guy. So why is it that it's only the wine that's flowing out of the barrel? And for the gemara koch tovik kochah v'midirabana. Who das here? The idea that koach of an ovikachamim is going to answer is the rabbanon to get in. Ahu de nafik lebray goes rabbi rabbanon. All the things that came out there were goes on. Ahu de legavay lo goes rabbanon. Things that are still in the inside, the chum were not goes there. Says Gemara. Amalu Rav Chisa lahanu sovayasa. Rav Chisa said to the wine sellers, the Jewish wine sellers, ki kayelisu chamer lo ovikachamim. When you measure the wine for the goyim. And to their kalim, which have enesach katfe katufe, do it in spurts to separate the pour. Inami nafze nafutze, or just do like throw it. Do Rashi says yamdu me rachuk v'yizukoyan, kind of throw it like kalev shalom kachavim ki echid the lulav nitzuk. There's no nitzuk, which is pretty impressive to do. Amalu Rav lahanu shfuchai. Rav said to the Jewish wine pourers, ki shavchisu chamra. When you go and you pour wine from kli to kli, lowly crave over kachav and say by deicher. Don't let the guy come and help you. Don't let him come close to help you. Dilma mishtilisu shadisu leale. Maybe you're going to forget and place the barrel on the guy, like he's going to be rashi shema hinichu. It's called a cliche. Aaron Mimenu, Piyad of Kachavim, going to give it to him. But who Ya'are Levado, he's going to do it himself. And Mitzah Tachdon, he's going to answer everything. It's going to from his Koch, and it's going to answer it. Says the Gemara, who gave it to Asik? Chamer Begishta of Askishta. There was a guy who was taking off wine from a tube and a second type of tube. He made a siphoning device where it like comes out of one and it goes up onto another side, two different straws like into like a V, and it's pulling it out and pulling it up to the other one. Also, a guy came and put his hand at the end of the tube that the wine was coming out of, and then said his hand, which was blocking the flow, was touching the wine there, and Rabbi asked everything, even the wine that was still in the first barrel. Oh, Rashi is a filum. I should be clear. Rishon, Amalei Rav Papa LeRava, Amalei Lo Rav Adam Bar Masa LeRava, Amalei Ravina LeRava. B'mai, how does the wine in the barrel become aser? B'nitzok, you want to say by nitzok because it's connecting it and the guy touched it. Shavat Mina, nitzok chibor must be. Nitzok is a chibor, right? When it comes to Yai Nesach, Shiny Awesome says, "Oh, that's different." The Kule Chamre, Agishto Bas Gishta Grid Garir. That's different. Where all the wine is drawn through the tube and the secondary tube, it's done like automatically, happened by itself through the tubes. It's though the tube is like an extension of the barrel, and therefore when he touches it, it's like he's touching the wine that's in the barrel itself. Amar Mar Zutra, brother of Nachman, Kinish Karnin Shari. If you have a yid and a guy that are, it's a very wide type of kli that has two or three tubes coming out of it from the sides, and it ends level with the height. So when the kli is filled with wine, the tubes fill up with wine, allowing a lot of people to drink at the same time. Isn't that healthy? And Marzutra, Rabbi Nachman, he mattered a Jew and a guy, to drink from different straws at the same time. As long as the guy is drawing on his tube and drinks the wine that reaches his mouth and becomes usher with his lips, like Yai Nesach, doesn't return and mix with the rest of the wine. So Kinish Kanin Shari do it at the same time. Hani Mili the Kadam Pasuk Yisrael. This applies only if the Jew stops drinking first, so you don't get back the backwash. Aval Kadam Pasuk over Gachavim, lo, then not, because then you get some delicious backwash. Rabba Barav Huna Ikla the Bir of Rishkalusa, you give him the visit to Rishkalusa, Shari Lula Mishta Bikin Nish Kanin, you let them drink from this type of barrel situation with the two straws. Beep, turn the page on Gimel Maraf. Igadami, some say Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Gufe Ishte Bekin Nish Kanyan. Some say that he himself actually drank from that. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.